This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino, breaking down Week 9 at Carolina to help us with that. The voice of the Carolina Panthers, Anish Sharoff. Appreciate the time. Fresh off an airplane. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm just about to check into my hotel here in the parking lot of a Renaissance here in Boca Raton, Florida.
Ah, very nice. So looking at this matchup on Sunday, Anish, what's the biggest, I guess you would say, difference with this Carolina squad from the last time the Saints saw them in Week 1?
Well, it's a loaded question. I would say for starters, it's a team that's not as healthy as it was going into the season. You guys saw in that first game, Derrick Brown, who's the best player on the team, suffered a season-ending knee injury. That was big. They've been banged up really in the front seven for most of the first 8 weeks. They're starting to get a little healthier in there. And then, you know, Bryce Young played early, then he was benched. Andy Dalton started. They beat Vegas. Then Dalton injured his thumb on his throwing hand in a car accident last week. And Bryce was reinserted into the starting lineup against the Broncos. And, you know, didn't do that great. Had a touchdown pass on his opening drive and then really a whole lot of nothing until the very final drive when the game was decided. So Bryce will start again on Sunday. But it's been a tough go. You know, it's been a tough go where, if you remember, the first pass of that game for the Panthers, their first play from scrimmage, was an interception thrown by Bryce Young against New Orleans in the opener. And it's kind of been a harbinger of things to come.
Anish, they traded off Deontay Johnson. He was a guy brought in that, you know, because of Xavier Leggett coming in as a rookie, looked as though Deontay was going to be the guy. He was going to be the main catch guy for the team. And then, you know, he comes out with that, man, I can't play every position. I'm just playing receiver. I told Charlie, our producer, he ain't going to be there much longer. Well, sure enough, he didn't last a week, so to speak. He was gone. The receiving core for Bryce now, and looks as though Leggett's now on he's on the injury report, and Adam Thielen looks as though he's hurt too. So what's happening on that end, on the catch part, and will they try to get the ball more to Jatavion Sanders, the tight end?
Well, the guy I think you should be on the lookout for is a player by the name of Jalen Coker, undrafted rookie out of Holy Cross. Steve Smith, former Panther great, was really high on this kid coming out of college. Panthers sign him after he doesn't go drafted. Got hurt early in camp and then played pretty well in camp and actually didn't make the 53, so anybody could have had him. Signed to the practice squad, was continuing to really push on the practice squad, and since he's been bumped to the active roster, he looks like he's a real find, almost like the Saints had with Rashid Shaheed a few years ago. Not the same type of player, but big guy, 6'3", really good at contested catches, and they found something in Coker, a guy who can really be a part of the turnaround. Thielen looks to be getting healthier. There's a chance he plays this weekend. We'll find out for sure Friday. And then, Leggett, I think, has kind of had a typical rookie season.
been up, been down, but he's been a big guy in a red zone. He's got three touchdowns. And, you know, JT Sanders, same deal. He was kind of thrown into the fire earlier, the tight end, fourth rounder out of Texas, thrown into the fire early in the season with some injuries to that position. He has settled into it. I think that's going to make him a better player. Didn't do a whole lot against Denver, but the previous 2 weeks, he set new career highs in receptions and receiving yards, and he's, you know, starting to settle in. So the silver lining in 1-7 really has been that this draft class can be a foundational piece and a foundational base for this franchise. But to your point on Deontay Johnson, you know, chemistry and locker room and all that stuff matters. Culture matters, especially with a first-year head coach, especially with a young quarterback, especially with Dan Morgan, who's in his first year as the full-time GM. So, you know, that was kind of one of those where, you know, Deontay Johnson maybe didn't want to be there. I don't know all the details, but I think word had gotten out that he was not a happy camper.
One of the things that can always help a rookie quarterback or second-year quarterback is to have a running game. And I think that's the key for the Panthers. If they have the path to win Sunday, is they got to be able to run the football and protect Bryce a little bit, that not every throw has to matter. Has the running game progressed from week one or early in the season? Because, you know, the bell cow guy has been Chuba Hubbard there. And because I always think, man, when you don't have a running game to complement a young quarterback, you got problems big time.
The running game has been the strength of this team, really the run game and the offensive line. And I'm not sure it totally showed week one, but when Andy Dalton took over and, you know, you're watching the line block, and even, you know, some of the plays where Bryce made mistakes or was sacked, at times that seemed it was more of him not trusting his protection and getting out of the pocket too quickly. He was better about that in the game against Denver. Denver had one of the best pass rushes in the NFL, and the line, even with a couple of injuries, held up pretty well against that Broncos team. The O-line, this is a legitimate top five, top 10 offensive line, and it should be. They, you know, spent a lot of money on it in the offseason, and Chuba Hubbard, really since week three, has kind of taken off. He's fifth in the NFL in rushing. He's not, I think, you know, toward the bottom of the top 10 in attempts. At times, they would like to use him more, but they've been behind by so much in these games, it takes you out of the run. And the new wrinkle that you guys might be seeing on Sunday is the debut of second-round pick Jonathan Brooks, who this team loves. Rookie out of Texas, running back, can pass, can catch. He's physical. He's slippery. Great contact balance. He's coming off an ACL injury, which he suffered toward the end of his season at Texas. It's been about a year since he's had the injury to the ACL surgery recovery. So, you know, there's still the trust factor. Do you trust the knee? Do you trust the cuts? But they feel he's got a chance to be a special player. He was the first running back taken. So this run game, this offensive line, that's what they lean on. And, you know, if they got to throw the ball 40 times a game, that means they're probably behind and it gets you out of the run. And that's kind of what happened week one against New Orleans, where that game was over so quickly and the deficit was so big quickly they could never get into the run game.
What are the biggest keys for this Carolina squad heading, you know, going into this game against the Saints? Obviously a team, both teams know each other well, but obviously the matchup in Carolina, so the home field advantage is there, but where else can the Panthers take advantage of the Saints? Is it that run game?
I think it starts there. It starts with the run game. The Saints have had their issues on defense, and then, you know, what kind of version of Derek Carr shows up, right? If Derek Carr is going to be the guy, the Saints have had, you know, their issues and their injuries on the offensive side of the ball, and the Panthers starting to get a little healthier on the defensive side. Still no Derek Brown, but Clowney was out for a few weeks. He's back. Josie Jewell is back. So they're starting to get some pieces back on that side of the ball. I think we all look at this from the Panthers side as a winnable game, given the current state of the Saints. And frankly, you guys have a better read on this than we do. I mean, Dennis Allen was on the hot seat going into the year. If they lose to 1-7 Carolina, you know, there may not be a week 10 for Dennis Allen.
Yeah, that's definitely a huge concern for him because it just hasn't been pretty. Obviously, the six-game skid right now, you mentioned Carolina struggling too, and it's hard to believe that Panthers come away with this win. All of a sudden, boom, the Saints and Panthers are tied in the NFC South at 2-6. 2-7, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild. And I'll be honest, after what we saw from New Orleans week one and then to follow it up week two against Dallas, I know they've had a rash of injuries, but boy, the way it's crashed and how quickly it's crashed was a surprise where 2 weeks in, they looked like they could be one of the real surprise teams in the NFC.
Anish, definitely appreciate the time. Have a good one and be hearing you on Sunday with the call.
Thank you, Anish.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right. Voice of the Carolina Panthers, Anish Sharoff, joins us there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.